more. Season 3 coming this fall. Follow My Life of Crime on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. After USA beat France in the men's basketball gold medal, they rightfully celebrated. But it didn't seem like as much of the thrill of victory as much as it was the relief of victory. Afterwards, Coach Greg Popovich said he couldn't wait to go back to the hotel and have some wine. He was in a tough spot. The roster was disrupted by COVID. Team improved throughout the games, but it was a struggle. The rest of the world is catching up competitively. It's a tricky situation. There's a bit of fatigue with the pro model for our team. But if we tried to put college kids out there, they'd get beat. At the very least, it's time for a new generation of American basketball players. Kevin Durant's been wonderful. I'm not sure they win it without him. But it's time for the younger guys to take over. It'll be interesting to watch Team USA shape the roster over the next 3 years. The 2024 games in Paris will be here before you know it. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. There's one brand that pro athletes like Ricky Fowler and Carson Palmer depend on to help them recover and stay on top of their games. Level Select CBD Sports Creams and Roll-Ons. You don't have to be a pro athlete to experience the fast-acting and noticeable relief of Level Select CBD. Go to levelselectcbd.com now. Use the promo code DAN40 for 40% off your entire order. That's right, 40%. That's levelselectcbd.com, promo code DAN40. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. Stay at the top of your game with M-Drive, the supplement for driven guys who want to compete like they did when they were younger. Packed with clinically tested ingredients to help you fight back against aging, M-Drive supports healthy testosterone levels while adding vitamins and nutrients to boost energy and strength. You can go to mdrivedan.com. You get free shipping, 60-day guarantee. Or if you're out and about, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. Join the community of guys refusing to let age slow them down. Don't let age beat you. Get M-Drive.
News Radio 1070 WKOK wants you to know about the people and organizations that help make the Susquehanna Valley a better place to live.
The easiest thing you can do to protect yourself in a crash is to wear a seatbelt. Seatbelts increase the chances of surviving a crash by up to 50%. Seatbelt laws require anyone under the age of 18 to wear a seatbelt no matter where they sit. Anyone under the age of 8 must be restrained.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show as we start a new week here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Lincoln, Kia, Hyundai, all new pre-owned inventory, all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Great sales staff, great service department. And every Monday show, brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, or go to purdyinsurance.com. Home, auto, life, business, this time of the year, boat, RV, they have it for you. All at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, or go to purdyinsurance.com. The true pros in insurance needs, and of course, in the community. And a great time last week at the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. So, Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, or go to purdyinsurance.com. Mark Wogenrich, SI.com, back with us today at 3:35 to recap Penn State Football Media Day on Saturday. And they also had the first couple practices for fall camp as well. Not really a whole lot notable from my eyes, but I'm sure Steve will have his notes, if any. as he was there on Saturday. As far as James Franklin is concerned, a lot of stuff that we've heard from throughout the offseason, a lot of good things to say about the offense, a lot of high expectations again about the offense, basically a lot of comparisons to that he feels the offense is back to where things were when Joe Moorhead was here now with Mike Yurcich at the helm, that offensive coordinator. A lot of questions about Sean Clifford, as there's been throughout the entire offseason, and it's certainly true, of course, as we talked about. All systems go through him as far as Penn State's success this year. A couple questions about the defensive line and some personnel questions as well with that. And then also, too, he was asked about what would it take and do you hope to have a full crowd this year, 107,000 at Beaver Stadium. And he had a very interesting, I guess, plea, if you will. That's at least how he worded it as far as that goes. So we'll probably play that a little bit later on. So a couple different things, but nothing too noteworthy. A lot of stuff that we already knew from, as now we officially count down to kickoff opening weekend, September 4th at Wisconsin. Of course, that'll be heard right here on WKOK, WKOK.com, and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Also over the weekend, you had a pretty cool weekend in Canton, Ohio, with the Pro Football Hall of Fame speeches. Of course, highlighted by Troy Polamalu, Bill Cowher, Jimmy Johnson, Peyton Manning, all the like. I really enjoyed watching those over the weekend. Steve, I know you had some spike games, so I guess you didn't see a whole lot of them, but I really enjoyed it too, and as we now count down to Penn State too.
Saw none of it. Seriously, I didn't see a single second of it.
We'll play some back later.
No, it's okay. it's all good. So let's just start out with the headline for us. We'll start out with that. Because Matt could not start out with the headline. Because Matt didn't know about this. Our guest tomorrow will be Kirk Herbstreit.
Ooh.
Okay.
Love it.
Thought we'd pass that along to you. That way you could, if you want to promo it, you could. All right, so
yeah, I think we may want to do that.
Yeah, he'll be on the show tomorrow. Okay. Got Mark Wogenrich today. Neil Coulong in his usual spot tomorrow, and then Kirk Herbstreit will join us tomorrow as well. Okay? So that's what we have coming up. I'm done. You can talk about whatever you want now. You want to talk about some speech? I don't really care.
That's not a bad headline. Well, I did go through the cliff notes of Media Day on Saturday with James Franklin and the like. Nothing totally noteworthy, but the usual subjects were brought up.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get into that in a second. Kirk has a new book coming out, by the way. Out of the Pocket is the book. And we'll talk to him briefly about that, and then we'll talk to him about some of the issues in college football, and then get back to the book a little bit as well. But we wanted to make sure that we told everybody that we were able to line him up. He's on. All set to go. Well, Matt was watching Hall of Fame speeches. The rest of us were working. So, I'm just kidding. The ratings for the Olympics, of course, are over. Let's give Tokyo credit. They got it. They finished it. But for NBC, and they didn't do anything wrong, but it has to be a massive disappointment. Friday night, they had only 9 million viewers. Saturday, they only had 7.3 million. Yesterday, for the closing ceremony, they had 5. It was not quite a ratings disaster, but it trended in that direction. The ratings were down 49% from 5 years ago. Look, there are a lot of issues with it. There are a lot of issues. And we'll get to Penn State football with Mark, of course, coming up. There are a lot of issues with it we've outlined, okay, that we've talked about. Some issues away from the competition, okay, which has turned on some people and turned off some people. You've got people that were traveling more this summer because they didn't get a chance to travel last year. That's part of it. But there's a couple of other things that go with this. Let's be straight about it. While the United States had more gold than anybody else and had more silver than anybody else and more bronze and more medals, they won all four categories. When you're sitting there and you're watching, I mean, I can tune in. I can come home from a Penn State football game, whether it's on the road or at home. I can get back and I can usually turn on a game when I get home and just put my feet up for at least, you know, an hour or so, hour and a half, whatever it may be. And I can jump into, say, let's pick something random, a Washington State-Oregon State game. And I go, oh, okay, I'll watch it. It looks like a pretty good game. And it's real. It's regular season, the whole deal. And obviously it's football, so I know about football. And if I want to at any point, I can flip over to something else. Maybe I want to watch the news, the weather, whatever it may be. And I can tune back in and pick it up where I left off. You know, it's further into the game, but you're essentially picking it like, okay, let's check back in again. Oh, it's the fourth quarter now. Hey, great. The Olympics, you can't do that. That's what I described as a typical viewing habit of the American sports fan right now. You know, you watch a couple innings of the game, then all of a sudden you pop back in the seventh. Like, oh, okay, the Phillies are beating the Mets. Boy, Wheeler pitched great, huh? It's great. You're not sitting there glued to it for the entire nine innings. The Olympics, you can't do that. And what happens, let's go to track. All right, in track, here it is, heat number four. Oh, for God's sake, heat number four. It's like watching preseason football. Except here's the difference, with the same deal. You don't know who the competitors are. Who are they? This guy from the Ukraine can really run. Great. Who is he? Who is she? Nobody knows who these people are. In football, I can tell you about a little bit about Washington State. I can tell you a little bit about Oregon State. They may not be mainstream, but I can tell you a little bit about each of them. I know who their quarterbacks are. I know kind of, you know, the style of play, how they want to play, the whole deal, what their records are, the whole, you know, right? Not with this. Watch out in swimming for lane two, the Hungarian. Like, okay. You don't know who these people are. I mean, why do you think that they made such a big deal out of Jessica Springsteen getting a silver medal in equestrian? Because that was a name that people were like, hey, you know, they knew she was in it to begin with, and then, you know, her and her two teammates did a great job and medaled. Wow. But for the most part, who are these people? It's not that you know, for example, you watch volleyball. Okay, so we know who Haley Washington is. Goodness, I can think of the interviews I've done with Haley Washington over time. Micah Hancock, awesome. You know, the U.S. women's basketball team has, you know, Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird. People know who they are. Kevin Durant on the men's basketball team. Jason Tatum. Whatever. They can relate to it. But now let's go to Heat 7. Oh, Heat 7. Who's in Heat 7? Who are these people? Is there an American in it? And that's a big problem. That's a big problem. Let's go over now to women's javelin. Like, okay. Give me a primer here. What am I watching? And it doesn't fit the viewing habit of the current viewer. And I watched the first, like, three innings of the game. All right, you know, I was like, hey, it's the eighth inning. As I popped back in after watching or doing something else. I had to go outside and do whatever. Here, the viewing habit is I pop back in. They're on heat two of it's not even the final. I don't really watch a lot of preseason NBA games either, so no, I'm not going to watch the Heat. Just let me know when the final is. Oh, we don't know when the final is. That's a big problem. Plus, there are a lot of sports that people just are not familiar with. Some of them are really fun. Yeah, I think, for example, I'll give you one. I think team handball is fun. But or water polo. Water polo is fun to watch. But I can't. A lot of the stuff a lot of people can't relate to. I don't know what you think, Matt, because obviously the suit was glued to it the entire time. Has no idea what he's watching, but he used glued.
Oh, my almighty!
Well, I can tell you why Saturday and Sunday's ratings weren't good, because majority of people were doing what I was doing. They were watching the Pro Football Hall of Fame speeches. I guarantee you those ratings were much better than the Olympics because it's the NFL. And people watch anything about the NFL, especially when you had a lot of big names, including Peyton Manning on last night. I guarantee you that's where majority of the audience was, NFL Network, or of some way, shape, or form, following the Hall of Fame speeches.
Actually, the Cubs-White Sox game got a higher rating than the NFL.
That's a little surprising. Well, actually, probably because Al Michaels was on last night.
And almost, well, you can remember, it was on ABC last night, too.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so it was on over-the-air ABC. And the it didn't beat out the Olympic closing ceremony, but it got closer than people realize. In no way, shape, or form am I putting down the Olympics. I'm explaining here the problem with it. And it's a problem that NBC is very difficult to overcome. When you're not mainstream every single day, and you have to explain who the heck you're watching, it's the equivalent of telling a joke, and then you have to explain the joke. Oh, now I know why I should have laughed. Oh, now I know why I should have watched. And they'll have the same problem with Beijing. The time difference. See, the other part is the time difference. In Rio, at least, they had the opportunity because the time difference was so slight. What is Rio? Rio's what? 1-2 hours ahead of us? Something like that. Maybe it's an hour ahead. It's on Atlantic time. Where they could show live stuff left and right. Live brings with it drama and everything like that. Here, sitting like going, yeah, I think I'll watch the name sport. Dressel won the gold. I think I'll watch. So, all right, we'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. Mark Wogenrich next half hour. Kirk Herbstreit tomorrow. And the suit will be on the Saturday edition.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call.
Matt and I are both off Saturday. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
This is not a political statement. It's become a political issue, and I think I want to make sure that people understand that's not what this is. But the more people that can get vaccination, whether you completely agree with it or not, maybe to protect others, I think you guys know this kind of hits very close to home. My daughter's actually in the hospital right now. And to be honest with you, I love our students and the people in Happy Valley and my players to be able to experience it, because last year was not a true Penn State experience. So I am asking and pleading for everybody to do everything they possibly can to give us the best chance to get back to what you mentioned in the beginning, you know, how we would probably describe normal.
Yeah, I took the Spikes through Beaver Stadium today on a tour, and I explained to them what 110,000 sound like in there, which they were in awe of. And I said, 20 Medlar Fields can fit in here. And when you have 110,000 fans, it's remarkable. Well, the way to achieve that is by doing exactly what James was talking about. So, that was Saturday. We'll get more into what the items with the football team with Mark Wogenrich next half hour. Kirk Herbstreit on the show tomorrow. The suit will be on the Sunday show. No? Yes. We don't have a Sunday show? Jeez, that's what I lined up. I feel bad now. Today's show, no, I actually don't. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I was asked why the suit would be on Saturday or Sunday, so we're just trying to pick out the spots where we thought he could do the least amount of damage. All right, today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, motorcycle, boat, whatever it may be, they will make sure you're properly insured, and they'll do it for the best price possible. They'll try and save you money wherever they can. Also, the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament was a huge success. On Saturdays, the community came together, led by the leadership of the Purdy's and Purdy Insurance. Phenomenal. We had such a great time there last Wednesday. And in the end, we'll get some numbers for the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, which richly earns our support every year. That's Purdy Insurance, Market Street, and Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Matt, do we have Mark? Matt left. Matt quit. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. I don't know. I can't tell. Hello, Matt. I think Matt left. Well, we're supposed to have Mark Wogenrich on during this particular time frame. And if we get him, we'll take care of it from there. Kirk Herbstreit's on the show tomorrow. Neil Kulong on the show tomorrow. Great to have you with us on the show today. Oh, I'm going to give you another guest that we're going to get before the week is out. You heard Kenny Albert talk on the show, and every time we talk, we always talk about Ben Boma, who is up in the booth all the time at a wide variety of sports. Well, I got a hold of Ben yesterday, and Ben's going to join us on the show later in the week. Former Penn State ice hockey player, icer, and I'm just going to pick a day and say just join us and then go from there. But he's got something going on today in Boston, and he has an NFL officiating Zoom on Wednesday, but that's pretty much it for this week, so I'm going to shoot for Thursday to get Ben on the show. Matt? Hello, Matt. Let me guess. Matt got called into a staff meeting. I wonder if we're having a phone issue. Not with, you know, not in terms of communication and me talking to all of you. I wonder if we're having a phone issue. I have no idea. Hello, Matt. Can't hear Matt. All right. So the story on Penn State football from Saturday, of course, the Adisa Isaac information, I think a lot of people had a pretty good handle that it had occurred, and James Franklin confirmed it on Saturday. It's also not a surprise that Jesse Lucchetta will get a look at both his usual inside linebacking spot and defensive end. That's pretty much something that I know Jack and I had thrown around a little bit between the two of us that we thought could possibly happen back in the spring. And we'll see how that plays out. But you do have other guys there. Now, Arnold Ebiketie is a guy that was going to be critical to this mix anyway. And now, instead of maybe possibly coming off the bench and still getting in 40 or 50 plays a game, the door is open for him to be a starter with Nick Tarburton. Tarburton is an interesting player because Nick is really good. He is really good. The problem that fans have in relating to what I'm saying is that they've only seen snippets of him last year. And, of course, Nick came here. He actually, when he was first here, was a linebacker. And then they, in a short period of time, moved him to defensive end. But Nick's a good player who's overcome a lot to get himself in this position. He's overcome a lot. And so the two starters are not going to be in the category of being an issue. That's not going to be any problem at all. Now it's going to be those valuable reps that get added into this mix. Smith Vilbert was not only a good football player in high school, he's a really good basketball player as well. Excellent athlete, great footwork. That footwork comes from his basketball work. And as time has gone, he's become a better and better football player, and I thought he had his best spring. And I think he's poised to have a really good preseason. They'll need that from him. Another guy to take a long look at is Amin Vanover. As the season went last year, Amin Vanover got more and more game reps. And the more he played, the more I liked him. Now, he's a guy that can play defensive tackle, but he also can play defensive end. So he can be a hybrid player, but right now you need him at defensive end. Zariah Fisher, who had been a linebacker at one point, has now moved to defensive end, but they moved him to defensive end in the spring. So this is not one of those, hey, something happened, we're moving him. Zariah Fisher was already at defensive end in the spring. And then, of course, we talked about Jesse Lucchetta. And then we'll see maybe what a guy like Jake Wilson can do. Those are some of the names right away that come to the front at that defensive end.
Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
Spot. Everything else has a chance to fall into place. Also significant that Marquise Wilson was seeing time on defense. Okay.
Can you hear me now? Hey, there we go.
There you are.
All right.
Were you able to get a hold of Mark?
We are still waiting on him. Yeah, I think he's running a little late.
Oh, that's okay. He can run late if he wants. Okay, he's calling us. This will make sure. No, I hear the suit in the background. This can't be good.
Yeah. Just making sure there was nothing wrong with the mic.
I mean, you know, he knows that that we have him set up for Sunday morning at 3:30, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, good. Yeah. We're just trying to pick spots where we feel he can do the least amount of damage. All right, so, you know, that's how I look at the defensive end spot. Everybody else, Marquise Wilson is, he's going to start out on defense, and we'll see if he stays there. Because I'll tell you, when he played offense in the spring, he does bring some big play capability with him. But he also can bring big playability on defense. Remember the Cotton Bowl, for goodness sakes. Who's the guy that picked off the pass at the 15-yard line that essentially put the game away? He did. It's one thing last year, his first year, he seemed always was around the ball. The interception he made against Michigan State, the interception against Memphis. He had three fumble recoveries in his freshman season. He felt like he was always around the ball. Last year, though, it just seemed like he was a half step off being around the ball. And, I know Brent Pry is confident that he can recapture that on defense, which, he certainly has the capability of doing it. And, of course, there's going to be a lot of attention. Because Jack and I were talking today. And it's going to be interesting to see, obviously, Taquan Roberson. And the only way I think you can phrase this about Taquan Roberson is that when I finally do get a chance to do the pregame or the talk show, one of the two with James, this is probably how I'm going to phrase the question, because he has really so little game action. My question is going to be, in practice, do you like the foundation he has formed and how he's developed at quarterback? Because right now that's what it comes down to. What kind of foundation has he formed in practice as a quarterback? And then we'll find out if it plays out in the game. Now, you hope it plays out in a game where it's Penn State's choosing and not circumstances choosing. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. The fact that Matt had to go find the suit to fix something means that it probably needs to be recorrected. We'll do that in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
I think if you look, even when we first got here at Vanderbilt, we had a lot of spread concepts. Then we kind of took it to a whole nother level with Joe. We're back to that. And that's really kind of who we've wanted to be the entire time that we've been here. And with the athletes that we have at receiver and at tight end and running back, That was another big part of it, is just getting as many guys involved, getting as many guys touches, getting as many guys in space as possible. But then you still want to make sure you have the ability to run with power, and you want to be able to run in situational football.
Well, that's exactly what they want to do, and they have the capability of doing it. And Mike Yurcich, now in combination with James Franklin, they have the tools to do that. They do a. It's a dynamic-looking offense that I think can be fun, exciting, and it does a great job of finding space. Now, that's what you need. Every sport these days, you need to somehow find space. Defenses are doing a great job of eliminating as much space as possible. So in basketball, we talk about creating space. In hockey, you know, getting space. Talk about that all the time. Even baseball, I've talked about what shifts do. Shifts take away space. And I've talked about even in baseball, creating space. Well, football, the key is, can you go out and create space, especially in the passing game? Can you create space? And this offense, I think, does that. It creates space out on the field to make plays. Because space does two things. It allows you, A, to make the play to begin with, but then it opens the door to yards after you make a catch. And to me, that's all part of of what makes an offense dynamic. If you can make space, it makes a big difference in what you're doing. I think this offense creatively opens the door to give you space to then allow you to make plays. And they want to get back to being a team that is a big play team where they're getting the chunk plays, getting over 20 yards, plays like that. And it's not just, hey, we're going to throw the ball up and you're going to run underneath it. Sometimes those chunk plays happen because of something that you do that may be a 12-yard whatever in that is created in such a way that can eventually get you 40 yards. Doesn't have to be just throwing it down the field and there's your chunk play. Your chunk play can happen with something underneath that is created because you created space to get you to a spot. And I don't mean rubs or, you know, as the defense would say, pick plays. No. I mean, certainly that's a part of any offense these days, but that's not what I'm referring to. Mike Lang has decided to retire. Mike, for various reasons, did not work last year except for a couple of games. He came back for a couple of playoff games last year. Well, today he announced that he'll still do some special projects for them, but he's going to retire. Josh Getzoff, who's been really the primary fill-in, is going to be the one that will get the job, and Josh will do a fabulous job. You know what I like about Josh? First of all, I think he calls a really good game to begin with, but Josh doesn't try to be Mike. And I think that's really important. Josh Getzoff does not try to be Mike. He just wants to be the first Josh Getzoff. And I think that's really important. Because Mike had his own style that was special, that was all his. And I think when you replace somebody else, you have to be you. You can't be the other guy. And Josh does that. I think Mike Lang was to Penguins hockey what Vin Scully was to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Remember, Vin was with the Brooklyn Dodgers. Now you move to Los Angeles, brand new market. You're trying to make the sport of baseball popular in Southern California. Vin Scully made the sport of baseball really popular in Southern California by the way he described it. And it was back in an era where radio was so critical. And Vin Scully got people to Dodger games and interested in Dodger games because of how great he happened to be. Mike Lang did the same thing for the Penguins. The Penguins were a... 46th season?
The Penguins were a down-and-out franchise in the 70s when he got there. And he became a voice that got people interested in Penguin games. Now, eventually getting Mario Lemieux gave them an even greater excuse to be there, but Mike made the games fun and interesting and made Penguin fans out of people who were not Penguin fans before. And he was important to the growth of the sport of hockey in Pittsburgh. Eventually helped out. You know, and you look, and what happens with guys like that, announcers like that, you know, look at the Dodgers. Koufax became Valenzuela. Valenzuela became Hershiser. Hershiser became Clayton Kershaw. But the constant the entire time was Vin Scully. Well, Mario Lemieux became Sidney Crosby. Kevin Stevens became Jaromir Jagr. Paul Coffey became Chris Letang. Mike Lang was there the entire time. And Mike's value to the franchise and the growth of the sport in Pittsburgh cannot be understated. Of course, Mike's been on our show many times. But I'm thrilled for Mike. Great, great respect for Mike. What a career. And all those catchphrases after goals. See, that's why Josh can only be Josh. You can't duplicate the catchphrases. Josh will do a great job. And Josh has been a guest on our show, too. So, still waiting for Mark Wogenrich to call in. Still waiting for the suit to fix something. I told him, just do what I do. Hit it on the side. I thought it was a good idea. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to PurdyInsurance.com.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.